where we go off the field a little bit, ask Blake some things that are not necessarily football related. But I'll ask you a little football question. You had your high school jersey retired this year. Was that fun? I mean, that must have been really cool.
Yeah, it was. That was a neat experience to be able to go back, see my high school coach, see a bunch of teachers and people that I knew there. And, obviously having the jersey retired, it was a huge honor. And, I was happy to be there and be a part of it.
Tell me about your high school career real quick, though. I mean, you didn't play quarterback the whole time, did you?
I started playing my freshman year. I went in. Our quarterback and Pop Warner actually went to a different high school. And it was between me and another kid because we both played baseball. And, finally I said, I'll play quarterback, as long as I can still play defense. And then I think right before the season started, I got hurt in a hitting drill. So that was the end of my defensive career.
All right, so along this journey, your rookie season, besides Chad Henne to bounce ideas off of, and I know that you worked with Jordan Palmer leading up to the combine and all that, is he a guy that you've really leaned on to maybe kind of talk to outside of the organization along the way here?
Yeah, definitely. Jordan was a guy that I spent a lot of time with getting ready for this whole thing, and we went through this whole thing really together. We kind of have a special bond, and he's somebody that I can reach out and talk to. He's been around it. He was, he still is a journeyman. He got picked up at Tennessee this past week and came here.
Yeah, he got Thursday night.
Yep, and, his brother was the first overall pick, so he's seen kind of both ends of it and a lot of football and everything that goes along with it. So, he really is somebody that's good to talk to and bounce things off of.
And he's a great guy.
He is. He's a really good dude.
Do you remember the exact wording of your major at UCF?
IOCOM.
Interpersonal Organizational Communication.
IOCOM.
You want to decipher that for us?
Yeah, that's what you do, and that's what we're doing, communicating.
Okay.
I thought that was just called like RCS, Rhetoric and Communication Studies.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. That's calm.
IOCOM.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, communicating.
That's right.
All right, in the locker room is a ping pong table, and I heard a rumor that you're a pretty good ping pong player. Are you the best, or if not, who's the best?
Yeah.
You are the best.
I self-proclaim myself as house champ.
Wow, already?
Yeah. There was a couple guys during camp that had some skills that are no longer around. Clay Harbor is pretty good.
The offensive linemen are there all the time.
That's all they do. They don't go home. They play ping pong all day. Brandon Linder's pretty good.
He's pretty good, right?
But there's a lot of guys that it's always competitive.
Are you a big fan of that movie? What is the name of the movie with the guy?
Balls of Fury.
Yeah, are you a big fan of that?
Great movie.
That's coming up. That's your next gig.